Good afternoon. Spain started 10 days of mourning today for the nearly 27,000 people who have died with coronavirus, the longest official mourning period in the country's four-decade-old democracy. Flags will be at half-mast on more than 14,000 public buildings across the country and on naval vessels until June the 5th, under the declaration made yesterday. King Felipe VI will preside over a memorial ceremony once the country emerges from lockdown. A 72-year-old man has murdered his partner and then committed suicide in the Girona town of La Escala, where they both lived. Police sources point to this being a case of sexist violence. Police received a notification at 7 a.m. today after emergency services received an alarm call. The man was Spanish, whilst the woman was Belgian. Around 30,000 more pensioners dropped off the state system in the first 4 months of this year than in the previous year as the coronavirus hit the country. A total of 205,638 pensioners left the state rolls from January to April. The Labour Ministry attributed the higher number of people in part to coronavirus. State pensioners' statistics include retired people as well as widowers and orphans. At the same time, fewer pensioners enrolled on the system during the same period, although the ministry attributed that mostly to lockdown that led to the closure of pension system offices. The president of Andalusia believes that Malaga and Granada provinces have now met the requirements to move into the next phase of lockdown. Business owners were dismayed recently when other regions were allowed to move into the next phase and petitioned the government regarding the move. The health minister, Salvador Illa, originally denied the request to move, but it's understood he is now considering allowing Malaga and Granada to join the rest of the country. A source said it was very likely a statement would be made either tomorrow or Friday. And a male driver was detained in the early hours of yesterday morning for driving in the wrong direction on the A7 motorway for at least 15 kilometres, despite warnings from other drivers. He was reported to be driving in the wrong direction between Fuengirola and Alaranda Le Torre when he was stopped by Guardia Civil traffic officers. Several drivers are reported to have called emergency services to alert them of the incident, which took place at around 1 a.m. No further details are as yet known. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.